I went to the Home Depot several months ago and had an experience with a creepy guy. I normally don't shop at the Home Depot. In fact, it was my first time there in almost a year. Normally, I just stick to stores like Target, Walmart, and Home Goods. But I was looking for a new rug, and also some things around the house, like light bulbs. I had no luck finding them in other stores. When I went to the Home Depot, it was probably a little bit after 8 p.m. and was dark outside. I had been to some other stores beforehand. Things were very quiet when I walked inside. As you know, the store is massive, but some coworkers and a few shoppers were around here and there. I decided not to find an employee and ask them for help, and instead look around on my own. I wasn't that familiar with the store and where everything was, but I could figure it out on my own. So as I walked around, I made my way towards the back end of the store. I was looking around at the rug selection, and that's when this one guy came over by me. I didn't know who he was and had never seen him before. He had dark hair and was wearing jeans and a gray jacket. When he first approached me as I browsed, I thought that it might be an employee, but when I looked at him, I realized that he wasn't. I didn't think much of it and figured he was also just looking around the same general area. But I soon left to go over and find some light bulbs. He literally walked right behind me the entire time, maybe 5 feet back. We both went the entire way. Then, in the light bulb aisle, I looked and the man seemed to be looking right next to me. There was no way this was just a coincidence. It kind of seemed weird to me. I started walking away to another aisle, and when I did, the man followed. I really couldn't believe it, to be honest. I got into a random aisle and went down it. Of course, the man did the same thing. That's when I stopped and turned around and faced him. He stopped as well and looked at me, with a surprised look on his face. I asked him why he was following me all around the store. The man completely denied it. He said, "I'm just trying to shop." Then, he shook his head and started looking at a random item on the shelf. I was furious, but just walked away out of the aisle. When I did, the man stayed where he was. I knew that he was following me around, but I just didn't know why. Maybe he thought it was funny or was just trying to annoy me or something. He had finally stopped though, so I was happy to see that. I finished looking around and wasn't there for much longer. I probably spent another 10 minutes or so inside the store, all without seeing the guy at all. I'm not sure where he went, but I didn't care. I finished and went to check out. There, I paid for the few things that I got. I didn't end up getting a rug, but some other small items that I needed to get. Then I left the store and walked out to my car. I made it about halfway there when I just looked behind me. I'm not really sure why. I didn't hear footsteps or anything, but I guess it was just instincts. I saw the man once again, and he was walking towards me in the dark parking lot about 50 feet away. When I saw this, I went fast and unlocked my car. I didn't bother to look back again because I didn't want to know if the guy was running or anything. I just went as fast as I could to my driver's door, got inside, then put the car into drive and left. Luckily, nobody was in the parking space directly in front of me or anything. I could just peel away. I didn't see the man at all. I don't know if he had gotten closer to me or stopped going after me or what. When I made it out of the parking lot, I made sure that I wasn't followed home. Looking back, I don't know who that guy was and what he was doing. It was very obvious that he was following me around. For what reason, I still don't know. I haven't been back to the Home Depot since. My wife and I have a pet dog named Jeter, and she's been asking me to build a doghouse for a long time. My wife's been asking, not Jeter, although I'm sure he would too. I have built a few small projects over the years and bragged about them, so my wife thought it would be a great idea. I'm really not that good of a carpenter or anything, but I do enjoy building things if it's easy. After putting it off for a while, I had a weekend with nothing going on, and on Saturday morning, bright and early, I went to the Home Depot to get some supplies. I had some tools and other things in my garage, but I knew that I would need some wood, nails, and possibly a couple of other items. The Home Depot near me opens really early, I think at like 6 a.m. I got there probably a little bit after 8. Things were relatively quiet, and the first thing I did was walk over to where they sold pieces of wood. As I walked, I looked at my phone to remember what sizes I needed to buy. I arrived at the aisle and then looked up from my phone. I saw that the aisle was mostly empty, but at the far end stood a man who was facing the wall. It was really weird, like he was trying to hide his face or something. He was standing right up against it. I had to walk closer to him, and when I made it within maybe 30 feet of the guy, suddenly he moved. He turned around and grabbed a piece of wood in the process. It looked like a 2x4 and was about 8 feet long. He then kind of swung it around like it was a sword. I stopped where I was, not close enough for him to hit me or anything. I said to the man, "Careful with that thing." He froze and pointed it at me. The man was fairly short, had a beard and short dark hair. He then swung it around again, back and forth. I kind of got the feeling that this guy wasn't messing around. He then spun around, making an almost ninja-like move. It wasn't the most impressive or coordinated, but he did it nevertheless. Then he started walking close to me while pointing the piece of wood in my direction. I was starting to think that this guy was crazy or something and wanted to fight me. There was a random other 2x4 that was on the floor, kind of near where I was. I had no intention of fighting the guy, but as he got closer, I picked it up. When he got within about 10 feet from me, I said to him, "You don't want to do this." He did, though. He swung his piece of wood at me, and I raised mine so that it blocked his. When it hit my piece of wood, he dropped his piece and I dropped mine as well. They both went to the floor, and luckily, it didn't come that close to hitting me, but if I hadn't defended myself and blocked his with mine, he might have. I turned and sprinted out of the aisle. The man did not chase after me. He stayed there, apparently defending his wooden kingdom. I slowed down and walked through the store until I found a Home Depot employee. I was a ways away from the guy now, but I found somebody and I let them know about the man. They said that they would take care of it, and I decided to look for the other things that I needed in the meantime. I walked over to buy some nails and other things. I spent quite a bit of time actually looking for the other things that I needed. Probably like 20 or 30 minutes later, I started to go back over to the wood. When I was almost there though, I saw several police officers walking through the store. They seemed to be in a hurry and were headed towards the wood department. I decided not to walk over there and to just check out. I could get the wood someplace else. So I went to the front and paid for the things that I got. When I was doing so, several more police officers entered the store. I left to see about 5 police cars parked out front, no doubt because of the man. I later found out that he was caught and luckily didn't hurt anybody. He was threatening multiple people with pieces of wood though. I ended up buying wood at Lowe's instead, which is another home improvement store. I built the doghouse over the weekend and Jeter loves it. And now I have a crazy story to tell people as well. I used to work at Home Depot. When I worked there, I was a cashier, and it was a job that I didn't like all that much. I'm not really into home improvement. My coworkers were nice, and I needed the job at the time, but I moved on when I found something else. I only worked there for 2 months, and was only there because out of 3 jobs I applied to, they were the only one to get back to me. The creepiest thing to ever happen there happened to me just a couple of weeks before I quit. I was part-time and would work a few times a week, mostly at night. But one time, when I was at home, later at night, there was a knock on the front door. I think it was about 8 o'clock. It wasn't all that late, but still an odd time. I saw a man at the door and didn't know who he was. It made me nervous because it didn't look like he was a salesman or anything. He remained at my door for probably 2 or 3 minutes before walking away. It was so dark, so I didn't get a great look at him. But he just seemed to be average height and weight and darker hair. So a few days later, I was working at the Home Depot. A guy came to my register to check out. I don't remember what exactly he was buying, but it wasn't very much, maybe 1 or 2 small things. It was a typical interaction to start out. I asked him if he found everything okay and how he was doing. He said yes, and then he asked me why I didn't answer my door for him. I was caught off guard. It took me a few seconds to realize what it was that he was referring to. I asked him what he was talking about. He told me that he was at my house and had knocked on my front door. I realized this was the same guy. I'm not the best at remembering people. I see so many different people at work, so sometimes I don't recall faces very well. When he said this, I just said back to him, "Oh, that was you?" Then I asked him why he was at my front door. He said that he wanted to talk to me and maybe hang out. He was coming across as creepy to me. He also sounded like he might be drunk or something. His speech was a little bit slurred. I asked him how he knew where I lived, and he said that he had followed me home. I asked him why he did that, and he said because he wanted to. The man then asked if I wanted to hang out after I got done with work. I told him no and that I was busy. Then I told him not to follow me home or go to my house again. He kind of just walked away after that and didn't really say anything. Then he left the store. I was left feeling very creeped out by him. I couldn't believe that he had followed me to my house. What if he did it again? Things were pretty quiet in the store, and I found my manager to tell him about it. I felt like I had to talk to somebody. He told me to let him know if I saw the guy again or if the guy did anything else. After a little more of a conversation, I returned to work. I had a few hours left and was going to be working at the register for the rest of the night. About an hour went by, and things were still pretty quiet for the most part. I helped a few customers, but soon I saw the man come into the store again. He started to approach my register almost immediately after entering the store. I called for my manager when I saw him. The man walked up to me and asked me what I was doing. I told him that I was working. Within seconds, I heard my manager walking over. He asked me if this was the guy, and I told him yes. My manager then proceeded to ask him if he had followed me home. The man admitted it, and my manager then started to chew him out. He threatened to call the police and have him banned from the store. When he was done, the guy said that he didn't want to cause any trouble and walked away. I felt better afterwards, but only time would tell if the man didn't show up at my house again. Luckily, he didn't. I haven't seen the man since that night. I didn't work at Home Depot for very long after, and I'm grateful to my manager for helping out. I go to the Home Depot all the time. Last summer, I had a really odd and creepy experience shopping there. It was nighttime, and I went there to get a couple of things. The Home Depot closest to me is only about 5 minutes away, so it's very convenient. After I got there that night, I walked inside and saw that things were very quiet inside the store. I only saw a few other people, and I walked through the aisles. I was kind of at one end of the store, and about 5 minutes after I got inside, there was an announcement over the store speakers. I thought they were going to say that they were closing soon or an employee was needed in a certain area. Something basic like that. What I heard, though, was my name. Customer Brad Smith to aisle 12, please. Customer Brad Smith to aisle 12. Smith isn't my real last name, but for the sake of this story, pretend that it is. I was confused after hearing this. Who knew that I was here and who knew my name? Why did they want me to go to aisle 12? I was curious and decided to go there. However, it was pretty far away from where I needed to go. I walked there anyways, and when I got to aisle 12, entered it. I didn't see anybody in the aisle at all. It was the paint aisle, it appeared, and after looking around, I noticed that there appeared to be an envelope. It was on the floor in just about the middle of the aisle. I didn't know if this was related or not, but I decided to look at it. It seemed like something was written on the front. When I arrived at it, though, and started to bend down to look, I heard a noise. The noise was kind of coming from above me and also behind. I looked up and saw a bunch of paint cans falling from the shelf above. Two of them hit me, which hurt, but did not injure me. I was pretty quick to react, and right away afterwards immediately ran away as several more paint cans fell off the shelf. I could tell that somebody was up on the shelf hiding, but didn't get a good look at them at all. I sprinted out of the aisle and went to leave the store, and on the way out, saw an employee and let them know what had happened. I asked him who had made the announcement. He said that he had no idea. After that, I left and went home. I didn't go back to the Home Depot for a while. Weeks later, though, I did return. Nothing like that has happened since. I still wonder who did that to me and why. This is a really weird thing that happened to me when I went shopping at Home Depot last month. I was just getting some things to do yard work. A couple of rakes, a leaf blower, and some other stuff. This was a Friday night, and kind of late, maybe an hour before they closed. It was the fall, and my yard was getting out of hand. So, after I went in, I was looking at the leaf blowers, comparing prices and stuff. I was in the aisle for maybe 5 minutes when I saw a woman enter it out of the corner of my eye. She walked directly up to me, and I turned to face her when I realized that she was going to say something. She said hi and claimed that she knew me. I did not know who she was and was sure that I had never seen her before. She had blonde hair that went to her shoulder and looked to be slightly older than me. I was nice, but I told her that I did not know who she was. She said that I looked very familiar to her. I laughed about it and said that I must look a lot like somebody who she knows. She agreed on that, and then she just walked away out of the aisle. I went back to looking at leaf blowers afterwards. When I finally selected one, I headed over to the rakes to get them. I didn't need to look at them and was just going to get a couple of cheap ones. When I headed over there, though, I saw the woman again. She was standing like half behind an aisle as if she was hiding from me and just staring in my direction. When I saw her, she didn't move away or anything. It was really weird. I walked away over to where I was going and got a rake. Then I looked at a couple of more things. As I was doing so, I saw the woman looking into my aisle, and when I looked in her direction, then she moved away. She was acting very strange. After that, I decided to leave. I went to the register, checked out, and left. I didn't see the woman in the store for the rest of the time that I was in there. When I made it out of the store, I started to walk to my car. The parking lot was very dark and quiet. Very quickly, though, I spotted a car with the woman who I had seen from the store. She was inside of it in the driver's seat and just staring at me. The way that she was staring was incredibly creepy. It was like she didn't care that I saw her. Her eyes were locked onto me as I walked closer and closer to my car. Why was she watching me? I didn't know. She knew that I could see her and didn't care to look away or anything. I walked faster and made it to my car and then got inside of it. I looked and she was still watching me. When I drove away, I drove right by her car, but she didn't follow me. I could see her still looking at me as I drove past her and then drove away. It just seemed very strange. Luckily, after that, I haven't seen her since that night.